I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlough because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
It's getting giddy on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road stunners who are falling out of love with Munster. Fifi underscore stand up and fight started it off when she posted, buzzing for Dublin biatches. Who's on for getting Prosecco'd on the train up to the Leinster match? We banned her from the group for 6 years because drinking Prosecco on a train is totes Ballyvihan. Do you know that kind of a way? Cleaner underscore missing Raj said, she's starting to wonder if there's any point in following Munster up to Dublin just to watch them being tongued by those Leinster arseholes. Orla underscore brave and faithful said, amen to that. And then you end up in some awful pub in Bulls Bridge drinking a cocktail that costs more than a semi-D in Glanmire, listening to some Dublin 4-1 braying on about her daughter's organic pumpkin business. But trust Lucy underscore spirit of 99 to put her finger on it when she said, sorry now, biatches, what's the point in spending £2,000 on a spray tan just to stand in the Aviva and have posh ones from Dorky pigeonholing me as a savage because I'm wearing the same red jersey as some knuckle dragger from Clonmel? There, in a nutshell, is the futility of life as a Douglas Road stunner following Munster. Do you think it's time to stop? Jenny, Douglas Road.
I rang my Munster mad friend there, front up Frank. I said, are you going to the match? He said, yes. I said, will you win? He said, no. I said, so why bother going? He said, I love getting pissed drunk and shouting at Dubs. Hashtag who doesn't?
Hello, it's Rosaline here in Bala Desmond. Jesus Christ, but it's impossible to find a fella these days who doesn't want to bring me for a walk. If that's all I wanted from a man, I'd buy myself a dog. I matched with this lad on Tinder recently. He's a farmer from down around Clyne. I can barely make out every second word the gal is saying to me during phone sex. Anyway, didn't we agree to meet in the flesh last weekend, so we checked into a hotel in Dungarvan. He said we'll have no shortage of action this weekend, Rosaline from Bala Desmond. At least I think that's what he said. Jesus, lads, the accent. I said, now you're talking, let me go upstairs and slip into something alluring. And he said, there'll be time for that after we do the Greenway. And next thing I know, we're cycling towards Waterford City, a place I never want to visit by car, let alone bike. I could hardly walk by the time we got back to the hotel in Dungarvan, let alone engage in a bit of the other. I want to put the message out there and clear. I'm not looking for exercise with my clothes on. Where can I find a lad who'll understand? Rosaline, Bala Desmond.
I asked my friend, straight-talking Sandra, about this. I said, how do you find guys who aren't into exercise? She said, grand, as long as you can look past the XXXXXXL pair of jocks.
Now listen up, Paddy. I've just come from a meeting of the British establishment, where we all dressed up as Oliver Cromwell and debated the motion, the end is nigh. The motion was heavily defeated after Bunty von Tudor pointed out that the end was probably 6 months ago, and it might be time to look outside Britain for a prime minister, before we turn into an international laughingstock. I know, insert your own joke. Anyhow, the Duke of East Nostalgia made a fascinating contribution, pointing out that he summers in West Cork, and your Prime Minister, or whatever you call him in the local gibberish, is a no-drama kind of chap who just gets the job done. Well, taking our inspiration from the Premier League, we've decided to look outside of England for our next Prime Minister. You would too, if you saw Jacob Rees-Mogg limbering up for a crack. Do you think your chap Mick Martin might make a suitable PM? Lord Edmund de Servantsbanker, London, and someone just gave me Malta.
I rang the posh cousin there and said, would the Brits view me Hall Morton as PM material? She said, good luck trying to persuade them Cloche to Christery is Cork's answer to Eton. Hashtag awkward, all right.
Come here, what's the story with matching onesies? I'm pure mad to go to the lands of Ratton for Christmas. But the old doll says, the only way we can afford that, Donny, is if we don't turn the heating on till the new year. Nice one, says I. And bailed off into town to buy a pair of matching onesies. Gives a laugh like he can keep us warm with the night's clothes and engine, huh? Well, there was no laughing when I put the moves on the old doll last night. And she says, nah, don't you, Donny, boy. Hard to get a rose by a man in a onesie, you know? So, like, is there any way to make this thing work? Don't you do any Blackpool?
I never knew this before, but you can actually get see-through onesies. Whatever you do, don't Google them like I did. Oh, lads, the internet's been flooding my inbox with all sorts of saucy emails. It's taking me 2 hours a day to look through them all. You'd be wrecked from it.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner. Red FM.